Okay, Chevre, Masechet Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara, it's the last skinny line. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan, Hatovet Semesh Al Gabe Behema B'Shabbos, Chayiv Shalosh Chataos. I have no idea how they pulled this one off. I mamesh v'shteyach nishtigansin. But they are weaving the taiva means they're making thread. No, they're making thread while the wool is on the animal still.
And that's why it's
chachma yaseira. Well, yes, it's chachma yaseira. The Gemara says, but it's like there's chachma yaseira, and then there's like a chok, like para aduma. Like to me, this is already in a different madrega. But the person makes thread with wool that is on the animal. The person is chayav shalosh chatois. Achas mishum gozeis. Achas mishum menapeis. The achas mishum tove. You violate gozeis, right? Shearing. You violate menapeis. You violate menapeis is when you clean the wool. You take like forks and you comb out the wool to get all the junk out of the wool. And Taiva is making thread. You have three times. Rav Kahana Omar, Ein Derech Geziza Bekach, Ein Derech Menapeitz Bekach, Ve'ein Derech Tevui Bekach. Rav Kahana says that it is not normal. It's Ein Derech. Ein Derech of all these three malachos. Velo, directly Mari, it's not Derech. The time Yishmei the Reb Nechemia Shatuf Beizim, V'Tavu Beizim. Right, the Torah says that Tavu Es Ha'izim. No, that's the lashon in the pasuk. Right, you're my balcony, right? So Tavu Es Ha'izim means that they do Tavia on the goat. Shatuf Beizim, they wash the goat, and then Tavu Beizim, Alma. Tavia gavi behema shma tavia. The Gemara answers chachma yaseira shani. This is chachma yaseira, right? Meaning that the nashim asher nisa'a liba osana b'chachma. Right? The Rashash points out that Rashi quotes the wrong pasuk. Rashi quotes a pasuk v'chol isha chachma slave. He should be quoting the pasuk v'hanashim asher nasali banu sana b'chachma tavu es ha'izim. So Zot Rashi that for these women they epis had knowledge of how to do it. Avala hediot ein darko b'kach v'hevi kal achar yad. The impression you get from Rashi is what?
Why is Rashi quoting the pasuk?
So I don't know why Rashi's quote.
The one before he quotes Tavu Es Ha'izim, and this one he says.
Look in the Rashash.
The thing is that isn't Rashi's quoting the right pasuk because he's saying that he's proving that it had to be Chachma Yisera. The pasuk
says Chachma Slave, right? But why don't I? The Rashash says, why don't I quote the pasuk v'chol hanashim asher nasa liban osana b'chachma tavu es ha'izim. Right, the Torah says the word chachma in the same area where it says tavu es ha'izim. So the kasha that the Rashash asks is why does Rashi quote the pasuk v'chol isha chachma slave, which is not in the context of tavu es ha'izim, when they have the word chachma in the same pasuk where it says tavu es ha'izim. Right, so why don't I quote that? Right, that's the Rosh Hashanah's Ha'ara. Okay, I mean, I think it's not that significant to Nakuda, it's just an interesting Nakuda, the Rosh Hashanah's making.
Maybe
the difference between Chachma Slei and Chachma. And you have Nasa Liban B'Chachma. Right, now there is a degree of chachmas lev as opposed to chachmas moach that's involved in the construction of the Mishkan. It's not the type of knowledge that you can get from a textbook, right? It is somehow I don't know if it's emotion or it's like an aesthetic knowledge. There's like a knowledge of creating beauty, which you can't, great artists can't teach someone how to be a great artist. No? You can't go to, you can learn certain techniques of chvesa and brush stroking or whatever it is, but great art comes from chokhmas lev. Right? So I think the idea of these noshim, Betzal Aholiyav, also the idea is chokhmas lev. I think that's the point. But Rashi writes that lahedyot ein dako b'kach. Meduyak midivrei Rashi, that for these noshim, it was dako b'kach. And therefore, had they done it on Shabbos, they'd be in violation. No? Is that an accurate diak in Rashi? Rashi says, lehedyot ein darkei b'kach, and it's kal achar yad, implying that for someone who's not a hedyot, right, they would be chayiv. Right? That's what Rashi says. So for the noshim, they're chayiv. Taisvis, l'chora argues on Rashi. Taisvis writes, Ha'osim osam, but ladaita itzel kol adam. No? Taisvis tainas, that the noshim who are chokhmah slave, they themselves are going to be potter. Because but ladaita itzel kol adam. Because it's not normal. The fact that I'm a great expert doesn't mean that I'm chay. But Rashi says, the fact that I develop tremendous expertise means I'm going to be chayv. But Tosfos is saying, tell me if I'm reading the Tosfos wrong, gentlemen. This is my ha'ara. Nira lafi ani estaiti, shenech luku bazeh, Rashi v'Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, the Noshim themselves will be potter. But ladaita etzel kol adam. Rashi says no. L'cha'ora, and I want to talk about this a little bit more as we go on in the shiur today. The question is, if someone trains himself to do something in an ofen that no one else can do, does that make it kedarkai for that person? Right? Rashi is saying that yes, it does. And if I'm an expert, I have a different hagdara of kedarkai. Kedarkai is totally on whether I'm doing it the normal way for me. Tosfos is saying, I don't care about the normal way for you. I care about the normal way for everybody. Right? For Rashi, apparently, I'm not going to say but ladaito etzel kol adam. Tosfos has a yesod on Sadi Beis that you don't say but ladaito etzel kol adam when everybody would want to do it. Everybody would want to have this type of expertise. It happens not everybody went to the right schools and not everybody has the right skill set, but everyone would want this expertise. According to Tosfos, but ladaita etzel kol adam, but Rashi says, since everybody would want this expertise, you're going to be chayiv. Tosfos himself would say that you're not chayiv, even though Tosfos on Sadi Beis says it's yisur, because Tosfos only says that about a makom, not about an individual. In this case, it's individuals, but because I'm not asa, it seems to me this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Ellie?
Yeah, just a general question on this. If all malachos are learned from malachos ameshkan, so how do you say someone that does, who cares that it was chacham yisir, or someone that does the malachos ameshkan is, the malacha that was done in the malachos ameshkan is potter, and Tosfos is even stronger that everyone that does it, even if you're an expert, someone that does it, not derech, that was done in the Mishkan is chayiv.
So here's the thing. When I say malachos that were done in the Mishkan, I'm chayiv, right? That means the actions that were necessary in the construction of the Mishkan. There are 39 actions that are absolutely required. Zerei achayresh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? The fact is, in the Mishkan, they did these things in miraculous ways. In the Mishkan, stuff grows in the desert. Zareya and Chayresh in the Midbar. No, the Minchas Chinuch points out there's a Tosin Chulin on Peches, who asks the Kasha, dude, how did they violate Zareya and Chayresh in the Midbar? Right? It don't grow there. The Teretz is, Zareya and Chayresh are necessary things. They happen to have done it, but often they see. Right? But that doesn't take away from the fact that what's it called? That the malacha is necessary, and if I do it both in Nisi, I do it both in Nisi. That, I think that's the idea that we're getting at.
It didn't have to be spot on the sheep.
What?
So maybe it didn't have to be spot on the sheep, but they just did it anyways.
Right. Geziza is necessary to make urease. You have to have wool. Tevia, you have to make the wool into threads. It's all necessary. They could have done it in a less miraculous way, but these actions themselves are necessary actions. I think that's the yesod. Oh, so now, one second. Here it goes. Let's hold that Machlokas Rashi and Taisus. I might want to come back to it later. Rashi Tain is over here that the reason why I'm putter, if a regular person does this, is lav derech, that's a lashon of Rav Kahana in the Gemara, ein derech geziza bekach, and therefore Zakt Rashi, it's kel achar yad. Rashi says kel achar yad. It's interesting, and the Eglei Tal and the Psicha in Os Gimel makes us ha'ara. Rashi's line of Ein Dako Bekach Vehevikel Achar Yad, the Chor is going on the wrong Dibur Hamaschal. Rashi makes this comment when the Gemara says Chochma Yisera, no? Why does Rashi not make the comment on Rav Kahana's original statement? Rav Kahana says Ein Dach Geziza Bekach. Direct the Gemara, what do you mean it's not Dach Geziza Bekach? The Nashim were Tavu Es Ha'izim. And then the Gemara answers, Chochma Yisera. So why does Rashi wait until the very end of the Gemara, until Chochma Yisera, to tell me that's Lav Kedarko? Why doesn't Rashi say it's Lav Kedarko earlier in the Gemara? Again, this is the type of diok I think that we would probably not make during morning Seder. But when you hear the diuk, you recognize, hey, that's not bad. Like Eglei Tal, you're a smart Jew, right? You picked up on something over here. Right? How come Rashi delays making the diuk? So Zuck the Eglei Tal, and this is the famous Eglei Tal that we've been speaking about many times during the year. The Eglei Tal says that there's two types of shinuyim. There's a shinoi in the pu'ula and a shinoi in the nif'al. The shinoi in the pu'ula means I do the action differently. But the action ends up being exactly the same as it would be otherwise. But if there is a shinoi in the nif'al, if the result is different, so in that situation, Zuck the Eglei Tal, it's a better type of shinui. A shinui in the pu'ula is aser midrabanan, but a shinui in the nif'al is heter gamur. That's the way the Eglei Tal explained the Rashi on Lamites. When Rashi says that mevashel b'chama is heter gamur, because it's not derech bishul. Why is it not derech bishul and that becomes heter gamur, right? How come it is heter gamur? The answer is because there's a shinui in the nifal, says Eglei Tal. If I cook something in the oven, I have yeshav achetzim bepas. It tastes different. But if I cook something in the sunlight, the omelet is going to taste different if I cook it in the oven. Right, cook on the direct fire, right? That's the famous Eglei Tal. based on this, the Eglital explains, we understand the Beis Shmuel's psak in Ebenezer Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. The Beis Shmuel says that if you write a get b'smol, it's going to be kosher. You write a get with your left hand, it's kosher as a get. Nishala Tasha Ela, how could the get written with my left hand be a kosher get? It's not the normal way of writing. I'm pater fixiva on Shabbos that way. And the Torah uses the word v'kasav by a get. V'kasav lo sefer krisos. It's not ksiva. You did it b'smol. How could be chayiv? So the Eglital says, no. When I write the get b'smol, the chetz of the get, the nif'al, is going to be exactly the same as... It's going to end up being exactly the same. We're talking about a guy.
What if it isn't?
Wait. The Eglital says, we're talking about a guy who has trained himself so well. No, this happens sometimes with doctors, no? A doctor has to work on Shabbos, right? Pekuach nefesh, whatever the situation is, but he writes with his left hand. But if you write with your left hand enough, you could train yourself that the ksiva is going to be as good as it would be with the right hand. Zuck the Eglital. We're talking about exactly that situation, that the kosev bismol, the nif'al, is going to be exactly the same as if. It'd be exactly the same as if you wrote it with the right hand, and therefore it's a good get. On Shabbos, I'd be potter because it's a shinui in the pu'ula. Because I usually with my right hand, I'm writing with my left. But for a get, if the right, so that means zakt lucha ora, what emerges from the Eglital, is that the case in Evan Ha'ezer, when the get shenichta b'smol is kosher, that case has to be talking about a guy who a get shenichta b'smol is a kosher get. And he's talking about a guy who's trained himself to write b'smol, and the result is it's as beautiful as his writing b'yamin. That's the Eglital, right? Therefore, says the Eglital, just to finish it off, Rashi in our Gemara says kil achar yad only after we're talking about Chochmei Yisera. A normal person, a regular person who would try to spin thread while it's on the animal, the thread would not be spun as well. So in that case, you don't have to say the din of kil achar yad because it's pashut. The nif'al, the cheft is going to be different. Zot Rashi, the chiddush is that even if you are an isha chachmas leik, and even if you are an expert and the pu'ula ends up, the result, the nif'al ends up exactly the same, still you're going to be potter. And that's a special p'tur in Shabbos that won't apply by Gittin. And that's the way he is medayek in the Rashi. Right? Meaning, for this woman, right? That what? The Eglital Zik in Rashi is that it's kil achar yad only in the kil achar yad of Shabbos sense, because we're talking about mamash, a professional. Now, the way the Eglital learns the Rashi completely does not shtim with our original diuk in Rashi. Right? Our original diuk in Rashi is saying that these women would be chayiv. According to the Eglital, the Nakuda of Rashi should be that these women would be putter avo aser, be putter midrabanan, but for anyone else, it would be heter gomor. Right? So the Eglital's diuk and Rashi is interesting, but it ends up not being the way we learned Rashi 20 minutes ago. So you're with me so far? With me? Partially? Let's just say the Eglital. The Eglital says that there are two different types of shinuyim. There's a shinoi in the nifal and a shinoi in the pu'ula. Rashi delays writing kim achar yad because it's a davar pashut. Before we tell you that we're talking about these expert women who can do the thread making on the animal, it's a davar pashut. Such a shinoi is heter gamur because it's a shinoi in the nifal. The chiddush is
for the woman.
What?
Saying even for the expert woman.
So that would mean even for that, well, not for the expert, for a normal person, not an expert, right? The Gemara hasn't yet invented experts. At the beginning of the Gemara says, Ein derech tevia b'kach. Right? Of course, that type of shalai kederech, everybody is masking to. That's a shalai kederech in the nifal.
So even if you're an expert, you should be
putter.
Just like
so, then what should be emerged is that even if I'm an expert, I should be putter, and it's against the diyuk that we began with in Rashi. Exactly, the way that Egg Leitel learns Rashi does not fit in with the way I learned Rashi.
So
according to
Egg Leitel, Rashi
disagrees. But Egg Leitel is speaking within Rashi.
So no, that's saying Rashi and Tosis agree, then.
Correct. Rashi and Tosis agree, but they don't seem to agree. I don't know.
I mean, Tosas doesn't say
I'm
disagreeing with Rashi.
I mean, Tosas says butla daitza
iso ko'od. No, he doesn't say.
Does that mean it's going to be heter gamur?
He doesn't quote Rashi and say.
Correct.
I'm
disagreeing.
Right. He, so but, which gives you.
I don't know what that. You know, half of the time when Tosas disagrees with Rashi, he quotes Rashi. Mm-hmm. And the other half of the time, he doesn't. I don't know if that's like a compelling point. So the Egg Leitel is saying that it's Ein Darko Bekach and it's Kil Achar Yad in the sense of, and it's going to be what?
Not Darach in the Nifal.
Not if it's
not Darach in the Nifal, then even if.
If it's not Darach in the Nifal, then it's going to be Heter Gomor, right? And for the regular person, it's going to end up being different in the result, so it's going to be heter gamur. I think the Egg Leitel is saying that Rashi didn't make the diyuk earlier in the Gemara because then we think it's going to look different, so of course it's mutter. It's only after the Gemara tells me that it's possible to be tavu es ha'izim and look the same, only then does Rashi tell me the chiddush that this is also called kalachayat. And that's why the Egg Leitel is wearing Rashi. So I don't know. I think the points we're making about some of the difficulties in Rashi, I think, are noted. And I should point out that Rav Usher Weiss, in his Sefer on Shabbos in Siman Ayin Hey, Reb Usher Weiss says, I mamish don't understand the whole Egg Leitel. The Egg Leitel quotes that there's certain shinuyim in the nif'al. For example, the din is, in terms of tumas nig'e batim, right? Haba el habayis. So you're only going to be tamei if you go into the bayis derech bia. But if I go in backwards, I'm not, right? That's a kilachar yad. But 1 second, you end up in the house the same way, right? Now, I don't know, do you? Maybe it's a little different than nifal because I'm facing the wrong way. It's like you go into the elevator and you don't turn around. You ever try that experiment? You go into the elevator, you don't turn around. Everybody like thinks you're like such a weirdo. Like, huh?
I've seen experiments of it. They're like, everyone in the elevator turned the wrong way and...
Yeah, I think that's what ends up happening. It's like
everyone in the elevator is like on purpose facing the runway and want to see what happens when someone else walks in.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's like some psychology experiment that they teach you about. So Rav Usher Weiss asks, he says, I don't understand what type of shinui in the nif'al there is when you are ba'el habayis backwards? Or what type of shinui in the nifal is there when shalo kederach achila? Shalo kederach achila, let's say, eat food that's mamish spicy. But the maisa of eating, or the nifal of eating, the additional stuff in my stomach is going to be the same, whether it was spicy or not spicy, no? Well, what exactly is a chili in the nif'al? That's Reb Asher Weiss's kasha. So Reb Asher Weiss has an interesting suggestion, which I think makes some sense. He tainas that kosev bismol is different than every sort of shinui, in that kosev bismol is not a mudna act. You walk into a room and you see a guy writing with his left hand. You don't think there's anything weird about that. Right? As far as you know, this guy is called a lefty. And he's writing with his left hand. It's only weird because I usually write with my right, and now I'm deciding to write with my left. That's why it's weird. It's a shinui for the osa. It's not a shinui in the ma'asa. That's what Bashawai suggests. So kosev bismo, we could say that the Mishmo is correct. That if you write a get bismo, it's going to be a kosher a get. Why is it going to be kosher? Because the ksiva is the same. It's only not going to be kosher. It's only not if someone looks at it and says, this is a mudnazap. It's like a weird thing.
What if he's clearly struggling to write?
Huh?
What if he's clearly struggling to write?
So if he's clearly struggling to write, it's an anachonami. But the point Reb Asher Weiss develops is, I've heard Reb Asher say this year a few times, actually. He says that if a doctor trains himself to write prescriptions with the left hand, Nady, you're going to be a doctor, pay attention. But if you train yourself to write prescriptions with your left hand, so then it's still a zashinui. Right? It's still a zashinui. That's already, it's worth focusing on that. Again, I'm not sure. Reb Asher has this essay about what's called a shinui, and he has this interesting chakira also. When I speak about shinui, so is the shinui based on the malacha, or is the shinui based on the specific action within that malacha that's done? Let me tell you the story that Reb Asher Weiss has in his Sefer to illustrate this. Apparently, one time the stapler was in the was caught by the Russians. He ended up in Siberia. And they tell all the prisoners that in order to be set free, you have to shoot and you have to hit the target. There's a target. If you hit it, you're free. So the stapler and this Talmud Chacham are discussing what's better. Should they shoot with their right hand, which gives them a better chance at hitting the target, or should they shoot with the left hand, which gives them less a chance of hitting the target, but it's going to be kilachayat. Now, says Reb Asher, Hold it. Reb Asher says, Kilach Hayad, the malach on you shoot a gun is the malach of mavir, no? Lighting a fire. I think it's normal to strike a match with my right hand or my left hand. Right? Or mavir, when I turn on the light switch in the room. Whether I do it with my right hand or my left hand, it's normal either way. It depends on where exactly the light switch is. It depends on, I pick up the matchbox. I don't think one, right? I don't think mavir is a malacha that's done usually with one particular hand. But this example of mavir, of shooting a gun, so you do it in the way that's most precise, no? So you're going to use your right hand for greater precision. So do I focus, Reb Asher says, and this was the machlokas between the stapler and this other gadol in the Russian army. It's kind of a funny story, no? You have two gedolim, apparently, they have like a machlokas in the Russian army. Is it better to shoot with my right hand or to shoot with my left hand? No? A wild story. So he says that the machlokas is whether I look at the malacha in general, or, and in general, there's no difference between the right and the left, Or do I focus on this particular Maisa HaMalacha, shooting a gun, and say, for this Maisa HaMalacha, it's a Shinui? That's the way Reb Usher says it. And then Reb Usher says, you have a raya from the Ramban on our Gemara that we are talking about the Malacha Bigadol rather than the specific action that's involved. Again, there's a whole sugin b'choros chafdalon on the base chafhei omer aleph about plucking feathers from a chicken on yontif before you shech the chicken. There's also a sugi over there. Now, toilesh is not derech geziza. That's the discussion in the Gemara. What do you mean toilesh is not derech geziza? When I shecht an animal, right, the way you put, right, if I am shearing a sheep, so the malacha of geizes is done with like a special shaver, no? Like when you go to the barber and like Ba'imer, he has like that big machine, they have even bigger ones for the sheep, right? So you have the big machine and that's going to shear off all the wool. Okay? Gevaldik. So geizes is usually done by kli. If it's done by yad, right, you're going to be putter. But why is it putter? It's kalach ayad. Why is it kalach ayad? The way I'm normally goyzeis the neck hair on a chicken is biyadayim. Zetman from the Ramban, that I look at the malacha rather than looking at this specific maisa hamalacha. That's the way Rimbacha analyzes this question. Right? That would mean, by the way, that if you look at the malacha rather than the specific maisa malacha, so the other Talmud Chacham is right, not the stapler. Right? The stapler tried to shoot with his left hand, right? Because he's assuming it's a shinui. The other Talmud Chacham said, hey, there's no shinui, so I may as well shoot with my right hand and try to hit the target better. It happens the way Reb Usher tells the story is the stapler tries to shoot with his left hand, right? Because he wants to do the shinui. Another Talmud Chacham shoots with his right hand. It happens, kimtz again, the other Talmud Chacham shoots with his right hand, he keeps on missing the target time and time again. The stapler, one shot with his left hand, boom, and then he hits the target, then he goes free. Right? El HaMatara. Right? Himarish gets it, the first shot. That's the story. By the way, Hanir Lofi and the Estaiti, there's another completely different way of analyzing this machlokas between this stapler and this other Talmud Chacham, based on the Chakira that we've had many times. Is it better to do one bigger Maisa Aveira or many smaller Maisa Aveira? Right? Remember this Chakira? We discussed it in the context of a person was Machazir V'Isser to pick up the pot. It's one big Isser of Total Muksa B'Yadayim. To leave the pot on the fire, there are many aveiras time and time and time again. Right? We spoke about this chakira a number of times. It could be that's a machlokas between the stapler and this other Talmud Chacham. The other Talmud Chacham says, I'm going to do biyadayim one time. It's one bigger maisa aveira, but I'd rather do that one bigger maisa aveira one time rather than do many with the left hand, even though it's of a lesser severity because it's kelach ayad. Maybe that's the machlokes, stapler and this unnamed gadol.
Even though it's deraisa derabanan?
Even though it's deraisa derabanan, right?
Do one deraisa once, then multiple
deraisa. You're saying that when we had the chakira, we're talking about only isurim derabanan.
Or only isurim
deraisa. Or only isurim deraisa. But when one is deraisa and one is derabanan, it could be that it's different. That's your suggestion. Maybe. I don't know.
It seems like one's a siyah, one's a zera.
Again, I think there are many ways to dissect that shayla. By the way, in Reb Usher Weiss's discussion, he talks about someone has to do surgery on Shabbos. Should they do the surgery with their left hand?
Maybe you're a siyah.
I'm not in medical school for a reason, but Again, obviously, it means the guy trains himself to use the left hand or something. No, Like when we spoke about with Kosei and Meven.
How do you train yourself?
I don't know.
You try down on one patient and it went well.
I do not understand this at all. But that Rav Asher has this essay. It's interesting. It's an interesting point. So that is one nekuda within the din of Kelach Hayad that Rashi notes. Now, the Gemara says, Ein derech tlisha bekach, ein derech tevia bekach. Why is it not derech tlisha and tevia, etc.? So one way of learning it could be that the normal way of violating these melachos is b'meis, not b'chai. Right? And maybe the melacha doesn't apply b'chai.
Even gezizah?
So that's a question. Gezizah, well, that's a question. What about gezizah? So tova certainly is not normal b'chai. So it could be that's the issue. So the Rambam writes, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, that gozeis bein menachai bein hameis is going to be chayiv. Based on this Rambam, the Taz, Paskins, and Simon Shin Lamed Vav, that if you they used to have these things until the environmentalists said that they are like really bad. They were called fur coats. So if you wear a fur coat and you pluck a thing from the coat, you pluck a hair off the fur coat, you're over on the doraisa of gozeis tolesh. That's what the Taz says based on the Rambam. Because you're chayiv, right? Bein menachai, bein men hameis.
And the fur coat's like the original leather from
Again, I'm talking about the fur coat that you have the original leather, right? You have the whole hide with the fur, right? Your mamish wearing a mink, right? You're wearing the animal itself. So the Taz writes, you're chayiv, based on this Rambam. Chayiv, bein menachai, bein men hameis. Some say that maybe there's no iser at all min hachai. That's already interesting because the chora gozeis, that is the case. But there are some who suggest that there's no iser min hachai. And this issue comes up in the sugya that we already encountered about dildel ubur b'me'e behema. Right? If you birth an animal, tzigman kuf zayin, the Ramban over here references it on Ayin Dal Amud Beis. If you birth an animal, what malacha do you violate? So some say you violate the malacha of kotzer. They're assuming that kotzer does not apply by geduli karka only. And therefore, a dildo uber me'ebahima, if you pull the animal, you pull the baby out, you're in violation of kotzer. Others say no, you're in violation of gozeis. Right? They are assuming that there is gozeis min hachai, right? This is relevant. We spoke about this in passing. There's a whole discussion, the tshuvas of the Dvar Avraham, many achronim, about what exactly is the malacha by Mila. Mila is docha Shabbos. What exactly are you doing growing? Ken Zayin, what you're doing growing is that you are violating gozeis, no? You're cutting off a chelek of the baby, just like cutting off hair, right? And you're assuming that this guy says menachai. That's the pashta. Say chay bein menachai bein menameis, like the Rambam writes. Then at the end of the Rambam says hatoyves hatzemer menachai is potter because it's not derech gezisa bekach and it's not derech niputz bekach and it's not derech tevia bekach. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. Frek the Vilna Gaon on the page in the Franco Rambam. The Gra asks, L'cha'ora it's kisosrim. Right? Why is it not derech geziza b'kach? Right? If the Rambam just told me that min hachai, it's also gezis. So the Goin has two approaches. One approach the Goin says is that maybe the pshat in the Gemara is that this guy is doing taiva. He's taking the wool on the behema, and he's making it into a thread. And dos alein is the geziza. It's not that you're cutting the wool off of the behema, the Gaon suggests, but because you make the wool into thread, it will no longer grow. And gozeis means something that no longer grows.
By cutting the wool off the animals.
Cutting the wool. So goizes means it no longer grows. That would mean l'cha'ira that there's only goizes min ha'chay, and there's not goizes min ha'meis. Actually, I said it backwards before. But one could argue that maybe there's only goizes min ha'chay, there's not goizes min ha'meis. Because you are being, because gozes means you're posek the yanika.
Maybe that would mean if I braided my hair, it wouldn't grow.
So, again, you're asking me a question from Metzius. If you braid your hair, I think if you braid your does it grow, by the way? Walk around with dreadlocks for like 6 months, okay, Nady? This is a challenge. Walk around with dreadlocks for 6 months and see if your hair grows.
I'll try it out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. You're on the official recording. Everyone who listens to the show while you turn knows that you're going to try to wear dreadlocks for 6 months. But we'll see.
Can I be Yotze with asking around the locals what happens to them?
I think you can, yeah.
I think there's a barber shop.
Yeah, if you get real data on this, Shiloh. It's a very important Shiloh. I don't know the materials. I'm just telling you what the Gra says, right? The Gra is suggesting that being mafsik the Yanika is gozes, which l'cha'ora is like the shita that birthing an animal is gozes. What? Aye, the Rambam says bein min achai, bein min hames. So how could it be? How can the Gaon say this? Oh, that's a good kasha. So you have to say that, and Rabbi Moshe Brown has this in his sefer. You have to say that it's almost like there is two different definitions of gozes. Gozes could mean posek es hayanika, or gozes could mean hafsaka mimakom shemischaber elov. When it's alive, right? So the iser is being posek the yanika. Even if it's not a physiological detachment. Once it's dead, the chiyuv is only if you are physiologically separating it.
Rabbi, didn't we say that gozes is really borer?
Gozes is borer? We had a discussion. I don't know about that one. We said that we spoke about maybe milking a cow is going to be gozes, which was hard to understand also, no?
I thought there were some people that said that gozes is really the meaning of it. It's not gozes, it also can be mishum borer because you're separating what you want from what you don't want, or vice versa, or something.
I don't know. Very confusing. I'd have to see who said that. That's very hard. That's very hard for me to accept. I mean, we saw 7 shitas in Rishonim, maybe 8 shitas in Rishonim about milking cows, including a malacha of gozes that we saw. But to assume that gozes and borer are the same, I don't know. But this dual definition idea that exists by gozes, right, in terms of hafsakas tayanika and in terms of just hafsakas mimakom chibur, is something that we encountered by Kotzer. But if you remember, we had Kotzer in the sense of the mushrooms on the barrel, right? And we had Kotzer in the sense of stuff that's attached to the ground. So there's almost Svei Dinim, there are 2 maslulim within the malacha of Kotzer. Similarly, within the malacha of Gozes, L'cha'ora, there are 2 maslulim. That, I think, is what emerges from the sugya. Okay, so maybe tomorrow I want to just do a teeny bit more about gozes, just look at the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Mem Sif Katan Hey, and I want to learn this next piece of Gemara about Metoleh Shesakonof, etc. I'm going to try to keep on moving in the Gemara a little bit so that we can spend some time in Jumzman or Mezman on the Malacha of on the dinim of Pekuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. Okay, Chaver, have a wonderful day.
Is Rabbi planning on doing Korea formally?
Korea, I don't Again, I'm planning now on like reading and learning the Gemaras more. If the, to the extent like that a sugya comes up in detail in the Gemara, we'll do it. But like the Malacha Memachik doesn't really come up in detail. Kosher Matir comes up a little bit in detail. Korea comes up slightly as well. So we'll do more on Korea because there's like four or five lines about Korea as opposed to say just like two words. A Malacha has four or five. That Malabain. Is he going to have a lot about Malabain?
No.
What? Yeah, all of these malachos that the Gemara doesn't really focus on, I don't plan on focusing on them.
No, I thought Rabbi was going to do like Korea Mikalkal back on the Mishnah of with the Almanasses and what.
Oh, the Tyson Lamed Aleph?
I thought Rabbi was going to, because from there you can really expand. I thought Rabbi was going
to. No, let's figure out. I haven't committed to what I'm doing yet. If the Chever wants me to do those topics, I'm happy to do them. I thought the Chever wanted me to kind of go through and finish the Mishnah and then do more Pikuach Nefesh, but you tell me what you like. Offline. Okay? Have a great day, Chevra.